It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Traditionally eaten on Good Friday, hot cross buns are a popular tradition for Easter weekend. A lightly spiced bread, often filled with raisins or dried fruit, hot cross buns have no sweet filling because Lent is a penitential season. The white icing on top is always in the shape of a cross as a reminder that Easter soon will be here. Some believe hot cross buns originated in England some 300 or 400 years ago. Food historian C. Ann Wilson in Food and Drink in Britain writes the special association of hot cross buns with Good Friday began only after the Reformation. Before then, it was customary in England to mark all loaves with a cross before they went into the oven to ward off evil spirits that might prevent the bread from rising. Even though the practice was eventually abandoned, bakers continued to retain the cross for the Easter holidays because of its religious significance. Over the past few centuries, the custom of enjoying hot cross buns throughout the Lenten season has become popular for Christians worldwide. Each bakery seems to have a slightly different recipe. Some bakeries flavor their buns with a blend of raisins, cinnamon, nutmeg, and orange peel. Other bakeries may add candied fruits instead of raisins. In Australia, a chocolate version is popular. Hot cross buns are not very difficult to make. The hardest part is keeping the dough the right temperature to keep the yeast active. If you'd rather let your favorite bakery do the work for you, be sure to place your order ahead for Easter weekend. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Easter!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.